Georgia. We on the grind in Georgia all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind but Georgia. We ain't playing with you. We on the grind in Georgia all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind but Georgia. We ain't playing with you. Country name, country slang, fiends at the liquor store. Lack cruising, crap shooting, 50 on the 10 or 4. Overcast, the forecast shows clouds from plenty drove. And we ready for war in the state of Georgia. Yeah, dirty words, dirty birds, it's mean in this dirty south. You ever disrespect it, and we'll clean out your dirty mouth. Bulldogs clocking, these lookout boys is hawking. You gotta be brave in the state of Georgia. I got 5 Georgia homes where I rest my Georgia bones. Come anywhere on my land and I'll aim at your Georgia dome. If you get in an altercation, just hop on your mobile phone and tell somebody you need help in the middle of Georgia. We some ATL thrashers, scope your pumpkin and smash ya. We'll come through your hood worse than a tsunami disaster. Don't know who they gonna get or who them robbers gonna hit. That's why I keep my Georgia Tech in the state of Georgia. We on the grind, Georgia, all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind but Georgia. We ain't playing with you. We on the grind, Georgia, all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind but Georgia. We ain't playing with you. I'm from the home and that bone, black eyed peas, turn up in collard greens. We the children of the corn, dirty than Bob Marley's PP. GA, the peach state, where we stay. My small city's called Albany. Georgia. Pecan country like catfish with grits, candy yams and chitlins. Grandma's homemade baked biscuits. The land of classical caprices and Impala super sports ingredients in this peach cobbler called Georgia. I love the women out in L.A. and the shopping stores in New York. The beaches are M.I.A., but they ain't nothing like that G.A. Red clay. Look on your mouth. We're right above Florida. Next to Bama, under the Carolinas and Tennessee, you'll see. Georgia. Where Gladys Knight took a midnight train. The birthplace of Martin Luther King. Where ass so plump and hips are thick. Where lat trucks sitting on 26s. Know where you're going or you'll be lost. Found in these plum trees in the south. These choppers are tomahawk your top down here in Georgia. We on the grind in Georgia all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind but Georgia. We ain't playing with you. We on the grind in Georgia all the time. It ain't nothing on my mind but Georgia. We ain't playing with you. In the belly, at the bottom of the map, with the wet paint, some jet on Berettas and the chrome on the Chevy when I'm chopping in the trap. Country's head, they some warriors, toes on the spray, same shape as Florida. Looking for me, boy, you find me. Now the door, the cat, a small city called Auburn and Georgia. Where they used to call us some mammas, and now they jocking the grammar. Watch your mouth, let you cop us some manna. Bunch of hustlers, one on every corner, like the Waffle House in Atlanta. R.I.P. camouflage out in Savannah. And you might come for vacation, leave on probation. Home in a strip club, known for the thick gloves. With the tricks, put tips in the tip girl. Put a thick chick in the thong with a big butt. Wanna get love, won't be cheap. No money like Peachtree. Make a chick take it off like Freak Me Diane. When you see them Confederate flags, you know what it is. Your folks pick Cotton Hill, that's why we call it the field. I got a Chevrolet on 26s. I'm from GA. Georgia, 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 Georgia. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Puttins. Good morning, good morning. Listen, that is Ludacris with Phil Mobb and Jamie Foxx, Georgia. I love the South. Mint, grits, collard greens with raw onions and that cornbread, that hot butter cornbread mix. Man, some fried green tomatoes. You don't understand. You don't understand. Baby, pecan pie for real, for real. You know? Oh, boy. Something about the South. We got a different energy, a different vibe.
We ain't getting all emotional. We ain't worrying about too much of anything. If I tell you I don't fuck with somebody, I don't fuck with somebody. That's who it is. I ain't got time to be worrying about why, who, what. Just respect what I say. You can fuck with them. You can do that. I don't. That's it. That's all at the end of the day. But people up, but no, they always want to know why. Why you don't fuck with them? What they do? Oh, my God. Listen, I don't fuck with them. That's it. Oh, we going? I ain't going. That's it. Simple. Everybody want to have an explanation for what? Why? I don't fuck with them. I ain't going. Nah, that's not for me. I don't do that. You know, we cordial. We respectful. We, you know, we hospitable. We try to make you feel comfortable. But when we get to that part where we doing more for you than we are for ourselves, we stop. No explanation. We grown. I don't owe you an explanation. Only explanation I may have to give is to the police, and that's rare, and to God. That's it. I don't owe nobody else nothing. My mom and daddy dead, so I definitely don't owe nobody nothing. But you know, you got folks. There's a saying down south, all skin folk ain't kin folk, right? So you got folks that will do the ultimate. You got folks that will want you to step over lines and cross over fucking bridges for folks that won't even spit at you. I give everybody a chance. Everybody deserves a chance because somebody took a chance on me. And my craziness and my fucked up history and my, you know, past, somebody took a chance on me. They didn't have to. They didn't. They did not have to open a door. They didn't have to give me anything, but they did. So who am I to take that and run with it? I give it to everybody else. That's why. My first job, only thing I had was experience. And the one thing that got me to the door, because I didn't have a fear of talking to people. See, I'm not that person to be like, you go ask them. Fuck that. I'm going. If I want it, I'm asked. All you can say is yes or no. I'm not using nobody else. Can't nobody be my mouthpiece. I'm going to ask for myself. You know how women used to be, just side note, oh my God, I like that boy. Go over there and ask him. Bitch, you don't want to send me? I'm the wrong one. So no, go and ask. No, I'm scared. You do it. That's why people miss so many opportunities. I'm not missing no opportunity. Hey, such and such, can you do this? All right, yo, nah, okay, that's it, that's all. But I'm not gonna have nobody else be my mouthpiece for me. Nah, that I can't do. I can't, especially with something I want. Hell no, fuck no. You're not gonna present it the way I want it to be. So nah, I'm good. Now, telling someone to hype you up in a ceremony or something that you might wanna attend, okay, but I'm going to ask myself, like, yo, such and such, yo, you know, what's up? We doing this? That's it. So, when they gave me my first job, I had experience. I didn't have the knowledge or the education, but I had experience. So, Jewel and them went to Mary and said, listen, she'll be great. She'll be great for this program. She'll be great. I'm telling y'all. She's here. She's consistent every week. She's bringing other families. Like, yo, we should hire her. So Mary said, let her move. If she's consistent like that, she'll move. Baby, I hit the ground. Ba-boop. I started talking to people. I started going all over. All of that. Moved. Bow. Moved into the projects. Got it. 3-bedroom apartment, did it. Okay. So Jewel and them went back and said, yo, this her lease. She got her keys. She moved. All in the equivalent of a year. It took a year, right? And mind you, I'm still going to the program. I'm still doing all that. And Mary said, let me talk to her. So it's Mary, Irma, I forgot his, Ron. So it was all these big wigs, right? And mind you, everybody was trying to, God bless the dead. Yo, I love, God bless the dead for him, right? But everybody was trying to coach me into the interview. Yo, don't say this and don't do this and wear this and do that. My homeboy said, yo, go as you are. They heard about you. They heard about you. Just know you about around a bunch of white people. Don't be all that cursing. But they heard about you. Bring your authentic self. He passed away, though. But I went up there. And Miriam said, why should we hire you? I said, because I will improve your company. I will make sure that every family will get what they deserve. And I know how it feels and what it is on the other side. So before your people here can get in that door, I've already been in there. So I can relate. And I know what they want. Irma said, say no more. She starts today. Mary said, okay. Ron said, well, you know, it's always got to be that one. Well, you know, you're representing us and we don't want, you know, we've had a lot of people do this and, you know, it wound up fighting and stealing and all of that. I said, the only thing I have is my name. And I worked so hard. And y'all did give me a shot. And yes, I've been in jail. I've been a lot of things. But this is the first time where I get to do something right and tell my family and everybody else that you don't have to stay in the same spot, that there's room for growth. And all we need is a shot to show you. So homeless people are not derelicts, bums, ignorant. All we need is a chance. Our homes are just taken from us, not our knowledge, our wisdom, our understanding, our education. Not that, just our homes. Once we get a foundation, we can move and do a lot of other things. Ron said, okay, hire, give her the packet. Nobody didn't say give her 3 months, nothing. They said hire her. I hire her where she gets a staff. What? Now, here I am, right? Just last month, I was homeless, right? And with my family, not gonna lie. And this was years ago. I was, you know, out there selling weed, smoking, all of that. Now I come to work, right? So I got my little lunchbox. I got my little, you know, I got me some clothes, right? Not new. I just digged in my closet, right? Had my Sunday clothes. I'm not even going to lie. My Sunday clothes. And mind you, Sunday clothes for y'all is not the same for me. A jean skirt, a blouse, and some white sneakers. That's what I had, right? So I would wear that. I wore it for like a week. I would come home, wash it out, wear it again. I would get up every morning, go to work. I would scrape up my pennies, all of that, bring me my lunch, whatever I had the day before, all of that. So my first paycheck, Jill said, come on, buy you some clothes. I said, okay, nobody didn't judge me. My work spoke more than what I looked like. I wasn't a bum. I was clean, smelling good, all of that. And she said, here. And they gave me money. And I'm like, yo, I got a paycheck, right? Now, mind you, I got a paycheck. My first paycheck, we're talking back in the day. So this is over 30 years ago, I had $800, first paycheck. Now, mind you, when I got hired, before I got hired, I went to my mom, I went to all my friends and them, and I said, yo, I'm going to start working as a caseworker for homeless families. And they said, don't do it. You're not educated enough. Don't do it. Stay on welfare. That's permanent. Don't do it. You're going to embarrass yourself. Don't do it. Craig, God bless the day. He said, you believe you can do it? I said, yeah. He said, be there early in the morning then. At one point, though, he didn't want me to because he was like, I'm going to lose you. And I said, lose me for what? He said, I'm going to lose you because, yo, you're not going to be here. Like, I'm so used to having you here while I go to work. I said, but it's better if we both work. And it was, to a certain extent, it was. I mean, we had our bumps and bruises in the road. Don't get it twisted. When you do better, the energy and everything else, when you try to improve over your life, changes. And so does your relationship. It changes, you know. You get an independent. Because before, you would, you know, relying on this person or the government. Now it's you have a responsibility, and then you're a caseworker, so you have a responsibility for clients, and you know you're doing paperwork, and you know it was Steve that said, "You don't bring this home. You'll be crazy. Don't bring it home." Because at one time I was bringing my work home. So, but they did. They groomed me. They showed me. They taught me, and it got me to go to a lot of amazing places. So. I was grateful for that. Back to it. Somebody took a chance on me. So I give everyone a chance. I may be that only somebody. Or I might be the one out of many. Or I may just be the one to help so somebody else can give you something else. But as long as someone helps you, because someone helped me, and from Jewel helping me, Jewel and Yvonne, then Steve, then Mary, then everybody else started helping me, and doors and opportunities started opening. So I was grateful for that one person. That's all you need is one. So for the new readers, when I'm up in the morning, tell you no lie, it still baffles me that people be up and they be at 1.6K. reading cards. And I'll be like, damn, who up early in the morning like this? But they're consistent. They're on their grind. They're consistent. And who am I to say, no, you can't do that? The first thing I need to say is, how can I help you? Because Jewel and them didn't tell me, nah, you can't do that. Or no. This is a micromanaging. I'm not going to help you and then tell you, oh, you can't do that. Or you have to do it my way. No, dude, shit. That's why you came. And that's why Smitty, God bless the dead. Yo, Smitty, I love. He said, when they all had me in the room, they was like, you got to say this. Smitty walked in. He said, yo, stop. Move the fuck out the way. You know you can't curse in front of all those white people like you do here. I said, okay. He said, but they wanted to see you, your authentic self. You. So be you, and you will get the job. That was it. That's all Smitty said. And they were all standing there. No, Smitty, but he was like, Did y'all tell these people that she was uptight, she was this? No, y'all told her she's down to earth. Let her go and be in herself. These new readers, I need y'all to be your authentic self. That's it. I don't need you to be E5 Bay. I don't need you to be anybody else. Be you. That's what got you here. You. We get there and then we want to put on all these fucking dressings and throw all this shit up. Why? You didn't come in the door like that. Yes, improvement, invest in yourself, better, you know, perfect your craft by all means. But if you came in just being you, don't go and pick up to be, oh, well, I'm going to read like E5A. No, be you. That's why you're here. You were authentically, divinely made. Be you. And if anyone comes and tells you different, curse their ass the fuck out. That's it. That's all at the end of the day. Can't nobody. Listen, I remember when I first started doing my lives, somebody came on and was like, oh, you can't do it like that. I've been doing lives for all this time. You need to do it my way. Block, delete. That's it. Block, delete. And I only had, what, 5 people? I didn't care. Block, delete. Don't come over here telling me some shit. Don't do that. Do what didn't work for you, that's great. Ain't got nothing to do with me. At all. If you stop doing lives or you stop doing the shit you're doing, that's on you. That ain't got shit to do with me. Don't put a ceiling on my fucking sky. Don't try to wake me up from my dream. This is mine. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Worry about what you're doing. Why? What? For real? You got enough on your motherfucking plate to be worrying about enough of your shit. Don't worry about me. Like, nah, don't do that. That's wrong. That's why I say, yo, I love the South. They keep it open and honest with you. Man, I don't fuck with those people. Nah, I ain't going. Nah, that ain't for me. Nah, that for you? Good. Shit, blessings to you. Keep going, player. Shit, keep on going. Work until you can't work no more. Shit, ride that ball until the wheel fall off. All right, see you. Got you. Oh, look at you looking casket sharp. All right, shit, talk about it. Shit, you better tell somebody. Somebody else gonna tell you. I said, hey, and that's it. That's all. I just be you authentically. That's it. That's why I appreciate people like Cassie. I appreciate people like Prince Elias. I appreciate people like Erica Taylor. I appreciate these people because why? You can say what you want. They're still going. So while you wasting time, minutes, days, hours, months, worrying about what they're doing, they still going. They still on their grind early in the goddamn morning. You be like, because I'm telling you, I watch. when I post people, right? I've been posting people for some years now. I watch all new people as well. I see their consistency, you know, and that's what I look at. I'm not looking at somebody that come in, they only around for about a month, and then you don't see them for another 2 months, then they pop back up, and then you don't see them again. And I'm not talking about being banned. I'm not talking about being in Facebook jail. No. The only time you see them, when they get a job or they get something to do spiritual, that's they done made $200-$300, and they done flashed this, they done got the hair and nails done, they ain't worried about no more cards, they ain't worried about that. And then out of the blue, when they need a bill or they got to pay some bills or something, then you'll see them again working hard, busting their ass. But if I see you doing it every day, consistency, no lacks in. The only time, even when you were traveling, you still, hey, girls, what's up? You know what I'm saying? You consistent. You're building your brand. You selling your product. You doing what you need to do. Contrary to what anybody else is saying, I'm going to promote that because I see that you're grinding. And if your grind can match mine, of course, I'm going to hype you up. But if you're doing the extra and you're doing some other shit, nah. So you can get in your bag. People get in their feelings. Oh, she didn't pick me. No, because I like consistency. You don't have to have the same grind as mine, but match mine. And I'm going to look out for you. Now, when I started with my podcast, right? Because my son was the one. He said, "Mom, you always talking and stuff. Won't you have a podcast? That's the way to go." I said, "Oh, okay." Now, and gave the game to everybody. Yo, get your podcast up. You'll see people, oh, yeah, I forgot, oh, yeah. And it is. It's a lot because people will talk to you. People will call you in the morning or whatever. But I'm like, yo, mine is Good Morning Pudding. And what am I doing? I get up in the morning. Come on. Get that out the way. That is what you're supposed to be doing. So get it out the way. Get it going. Do your podcast. All right. I don't care if it's 15 minutes, 5 minutes. Get your podcast out. Eventually, oh, but I don't have a lot of listeners. I don't give a fuck if I got one listener. I'm still going to do it. I don't care. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to do it. Because it's mine. I'm creating it. Success. You know what? Meek Mills and him said that. And I said, yo, that shit is real. He said it took me 12 years to become an overnight success. I said, what? 12 years to become an overnight success. Okay. It may not be what you want to hear early in the morning. Somebody needs to hear it. That's it. You know what I'm saying? It is real life stuff. And if I can encourage you, motivate you, and tell you, hey, I see your grind, keep doing it. I see you living your life, keep doing it. I see you utilizing your gifts and you sharing it with the world, keep doing it. Now, technically, they're not giving it away for free because they got love offerings up there and all of that. And they make their bread. That's it. That's good for them. And if they can do it early in the morning, and I also, let me tell you, an old dog can learn new tricks because they get up early in the morning, right? They do. They get up early in the morning. They do what they need to do, and then they clock out, and they go and take care of their stuff that they need to take in reality. I learned that from Cassie, Prince Elias, and them. They don't need to be online all day, all night, especially at night, all of that. Why? I don't read at night. So no, unless it's of a dire need and you, oh, Efa, I really need this reading. The only way I could do it is at night or there's a time difference. Then I read. Other than that, catch me during the day. That's it. I like to enjoy my nights. So no, I'm not 24 hours. No, even the creator work rested. Who am I? I did that time when I was doing it every day, all day. I don't need to do that now. I can back up. I do all my stuff in the morning, put it out there, give you some encouragement, some upliftment, some realness, give it to you. Okay, well, why don't you do it? I will. Everything has its place. A dog has four legs. You only walk one way. Now, I sent out all of the stuff for Candelo and them and Mambo Yonza and them. Now it's up to the community. I did that. So that's even finished. Anybody, it's always welcome if new people need to come and, you know, share and they need some support. I'm here as well as everyone else. I'm not the great I am. I'm here. But all y'all people that's out there that's like, oh, my pot is this and I'm so spiritual. Then do what y'all need to do. Keep on. Don't stop. Consistency is key. Keep on putting his name out there. Keep on doing that so you can handle what you need to handle. And that's it. That's all. That's it. And the rest we got to allow them to do, to take care of. Like I said, I am no great I am. I'm not the police. I don't go and try to tell people what to do. That's not me. It's not me. It's never going to be me. It never belongs to a loafy, not to man. It's not me. Because I'm not here to look for wars and battles. I'm not here to be a bully. I'm not going to become the very demon that I fight. And trust and believe. Let me tell you who keep me grounded. Besides my Egon and my saints, my children. My children. My children and those people that have a good interest for me. Because they don't have a problem hitting me up saying, yo, Ifa, you know you overstepped with that one. You right, damn. Let me say, yo, I apologize. That's not what I signed up for. So I've been checked publicly as well as privately. Am I always in good standards? No. Am I gonna piss somebody off all the time? Am I gonna be the villain in somebody's story? Of course. I own that. But when I tear my ass, I gotta learn to hold myself accountable. And I cannot become the very demon that I fight every day. Bullying people, telling people what they need to do. I'm not God. I'm not Olofi. I'm not the Orisha. And I'm not Egon. Everybody. When Monifa told me that when I was young, I kept that in me. It is 50 million ways to get to the Creator. Everybody got their own way. They got their own path and their own journey. Ain't got nothing to do with mine. The only thing I can do is uplift, inspire, motivate, love, appreciate, and understand what that person is doing. I can't live your journey. I can't travel your journey. Can't do that. That's something that you got to do on your own. But when I'm wrong, I know how to check myself. But like I said, I learned from them. Clock out. I got enough stuff to do at my own. I got things I need to work on. Stuff I need to finish. Idle hands are the devil's plaything. You know, when my mom used to tell me that, I used to look at her and be like, what, lady, shut up. But it's true. If you don't have nothing going on in your life, you are going to get your ass in all kinds of trouble. Because trouble is right there. You're going to find it. You're going to start getting into folks' business and doing the stupid shit. Idle hands are the devil's plaything. That's it. That's all. So at the end of the day, yo, find you something. As the old people say, find you some business. Find you some business. I know you got some. Find you some. Look under the goddamn rug. Lift it up. Sweep it. Find you some business. When you are in people's lives so much, man, you forget where yours begin and yours end. And this social media shit will get you wrapped up in some shit you should not be in. For real. It does. It will. That's no lie. If your life just consists of this, listen, I don't fuck with her. Her name is Karen. I tell names. I don't fuck with her. This social media shit was her life. Her life. She couldn't live or breathe without being on it. She wasn't making no money from it. That's it. That's the part that was bugging me out. Girl, you want to hear? You see what such and such is doing? Oh, my God. I went over there. They paid. Oh, my God. And I was like, you getting paid for this? No. So why are you on it like that? Oh, girl, please. Oh, my God. This is my life. That's scary. One time, I just turned my phone off. For real. I just turned my phone off. And she would call me. And she was like, after about 2 days, she'll call me. Girl, I was trying to call you. I was sending you screenshots of what this person was saying. Girl, stop. I don't give a fuck about those people. Girl, listen, I think they talking about this one. I went on this page, and I saw that. Girl, are they paying you? No. So why are you going so hard? Girl, I don't have nothing else to do. Find you some business. I used to tell her that. She got her ass in so much trouble. They dragged her ass, all of that. And I told her, find you some business. If you know you got other shit to do, why? And I'm telling you, she would, oh my God, Karen would be in everybody's page on everything, following shit, see who's talking about this one, who's doing this. Oh my God, she would call people and be like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I can't fuck with you, girl. I said, you fuck around and make people hate the internet. Like, for real. Girl, I was living in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, off of Two Notch. She was living in the projects. And she would be, I have this thing, like, I only tell people when I'm traveling, when I get there, when I have my ticket, I'm on route, then I tell people. Other than that, I don't tell people nothing, right? I was like, yo, Karen, I'll be up there next week. She would post that shit. Oh, E-Fly's coming up next week. Girl, take that shit down. Don't do that. Why? And I would change it. I would change it. I would leave that week. I was like, yo, don't do that. Oh, what you think? Somebody gonna do something? No, don't do that. Like, post for your ass. Don't do that about me. So I stopped telling her. For real. I just stopped because it didn't matter. She still did it. Like, social media was her thing. She didn't have a pause button. She didn't. She would still do that shit all the fucking time. And you would be like, girl, like, it can't be that serious. How much money are you getting? I'm not getting nothing. Oh, my God. And then this is a fucked up shit. For real. This is why. When I get up there, right, I go to work and stuff. And she would be, yeah, because I'm throwing shade. Because I want y'all to see just how crazy some people are when they have no life. She'll be like, oh, my God, can you do me a favor? Nope, I don't do favors. I know. I don't have no money. And can you get me something to eat? So the first few times, that's my girl. Like, okay, I got you. I'll pick it up. First of all, I don't like toting nothing. I don't like toting anything. But I'm like, okay, so I get it. The fourth time, can you get me a fish sandwich? I don't have no money. I said, go on fucking line. I said, this is what you do. Go online. Post that you need a fish sandwich and you need something to drink and you need something to eat because you want that motherfucker every day. And while you're posting saying you got your own shit, you do your own thing, you your own woman, you don't need nothing from nobody, post that shit. Because you live on that motherfucker when you be going to get a job. You live on that motherfucker where you can be going to do something with your life. But yet and still, you dog people out, you get in people's business, you do all that shit and you don't have nothing going for you. Bitch, bye. Seriously. That's when I learned that, for real, that's when I learned that most people that post shit, it's a facade. It's a facade. If they got to be on this motherfucker all day, every day, from sunup to sundown, all fucking day, and they not using this to make money or it's a job or they're not doing no kind of income or business, and they just here, they don't have no life. They don't have no life at all. And tell me I'm lying. Where's the lie? So with Karen, it was, oh, my God, people are so jealous of me. Okay, all right, let me leave this cuckoo bitch alone because it's about ready to be problems and issues. And I did. I left her the fuck alone because I was like, yo, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. Get you a life. And she could have. She could have. I'm serious. Like, she could have done so many things. And I'm like, yo, you know there's a world out there. It was there before social media. It's going to be there after social media. Oh, but now this is people's excuse. Oh, because I can't go nowhere. It's the COVID. Read a book. When the last time you read a fucking book? They got online books, but read a book. Order one. Go to Amazon. You want fucking line so much. Go on Amazon and get you a book. Read that motherfucker. Read it. Learn something. Go learn a language. Go do something. Do something. Get you some business. So with them, with Erica and Prince Elias and Cassie and, you know, so many that they would clock out. They would clock out and just get offline and go and live their lives. And that's it. That's it. So I said, social media doesn't own me. It's a job. I'm using it to promote my business and to promote others. But I do have a life. I live upstate in Utica, just moved up here. You know, I got two crazy puppies and a turtle. Gonna get me two birds so I can sleep. And two birds as pets, don't get it twisted. And live my life. Enjoy my grandkids, you know, learn about my area and my community now. And right now, just rest up. It's funny how when you least expect it, the universe will show you, relax, sit down, relax. You don't need to be doing all that. Relax, relax. You said when you get this, that you can relax? Well, we gave it to you. Now relax. So it is. It's a beautiful thing. So I want y'all to know, give someone a shot. They gave you a shot. Pass the ball. But don't give them a shot In other words, don't make them a plate if you got to tell everybody you made them a plate. Then don't help because you're hurting people. Just give somebody a shot. Uplift somebody. Do something good for somebody else today. Don't let it just be about you. This is December. It's the giving season. But do something for someone else today. Start your day off in a giving day. Do something for somebody else. Give something. I don't care even if it's a share of their page. If you can't give money, give them a share. Give them a repost. Give them a note saying, yo, I appreciate you in public. Stop doing this shit in private. Oh, in their DMs. Oh, I like. No, let the world see. Because, see, if you could talk about me, you should be able to uplift me, too. So let's do that. Post on their page. Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate all the work you did. Thank you. Keep inspiring. Keep uplifting. I see you. I see your grind. I see you using your talents to better people. Thank you. That's it. That's all. Uplift somebody else. That's the whole message. That's what Georgia is. Georgia, South. We help each other. You know, Art Lab, a rising tide lift all boats. We help each other. We don't have a problem with learning from somebody else. It helps us. Helps us improve and better ourselves. Makes us universal. So help somebody else today. Don't let it just be about you. Stop being fucking greedy. Help somebody else. Don't down them. Don't dog them. Don't discourage them. Uplift them. Inspire them. Motivate them. Give them love.